Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 16th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 5.5 cents, 5.91 1/4. March wheat up 14.5 cents, 7.70 1/2. And January beans up 14.75 cents to 12.77 1/4. Crude oil finished up $1.50 on the day. That helped rally the bean oil up 118 ticks, which was most of the gain in the bean complex today. The wheat rallied, as we talked about this morning. You know, I thought we'd see buyers in the first 10 or 15 minutes. Actually, we saw buyers in the first 5 minutes, and we rallied some 20 cents, 21 cents off the lows. The weather, they had as much as 85-mile-an-hour winds in western Kansas yesterday. Most of Kansas had 50 and 60 mile an hour winds. It's dried out the dirt, the dust is in the air, and certainly tearing up some of the plants as well. So, you know, I think, you know, yesterday was overdone. Whether it was fund rebalancing or something else, I don't know. The dollar was down today, 46 ticks. That helped the wheat, but we're still way too high. We're still over 96 cents. We're at 96.02. So, you know, we need to see exports pick up bigger than what we've been seeing. We saw it today, 851, which was a good number. That was another reason why I didn't think the wheat was going to be selling off today. That's the first really good export number we've seen in a while out here. So overall, the beans were higher on the Brazilian weather. Looks like southern Brazil, northern Argentina is in for another dry spell, another 10 to 14 days out here. So I think that helped rally the beans. It looked kind of like a risk-on day for a lot of funds. They bought the grains. They bought silver. Silver is up about 90 cents an ounce. Gold up $34 an ounce. Crude up $150. So all in all, it looked like they wanted to buy some assets here today. If the weather in Brazil stays dry, we can certainly move higher. If the plains continue to be dry, we can move the wheat higher. I think it's just that simple out here. And I think corn will go for the ride. I don't think we're going to see as much of an impact on corn as we have in beans on the Brazilian weather. But, you know, when they start knocking one state a million to 2 million metric tons in a year, we just can't afford any losses. You know, the market is taking notice. This was a decent close here, but we really need to close March corn over 602 to give me the idea that we can move it maybe up to 640 or 650. So overall, you know, pretty good closes out here. Like I said, as long as it stays dry in Brazil, we're likely to rally. And until we really see some good rains in the southern plains or good snow, which I think was oversold yesterday and due for a bit more of a bounce out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.